Amanda Zerowski had finished the invitation list for her baby shower when she suffered preterm labor rupture of her membranes at 18 weeks of pregnancy. Her doctors told her there was nothing they could do to save her pregnancy, but they also could not terminate it so long as they could detect a fetal heartbeat. Not until Zerowski's life was in imminent danger.
For days, I was locked in this bizarre and avoidable hell. Would Willow's heart stop, or would I deteriorate to the brink of death? The answer arrived 3 very long days later. In a matter of minutes, I went from being physically healthy to developing sepsis, a condition in which bacteria in the blood develops into infection with the ability to kill in under an hour. I spent the next 3 days in the intensive care unit, surrounded by my family who booked last-minute flights because they feared for my life.
Zerowski survived, but the infection caused by waiting for an abortion caused one of her fallopian tubes to become permanently closed, making a future pregnancy more difficult to achieve. She calls the Texas restrictions barbaric. Zerowski is one of 5 women suing Texas to force it to clarify that emergencies like hers would qualify for an exemption to the state's abortion ban. Nancy Northup is the president of the Center for Reproductive Rights, which is suing the state of Texas on behalf of the 5 women and 2 obstetricians who say they can no longer practice medicine as they were trained.
This is the first lawsuit of its kind. It is the first lawsuit in which individual women have sued a state for the harm that they endured because abortion care has been criminalized. No one should be forced to wait until they are at death's door to receive health care.
In response to the lawsuit, a spokesman for the Texas Attorney General said he will continue to defend and enforce Texas laws and is committed to, quote, doing everything in his power to protect mothers, families, and unborn children. But Anna Zagarian said she felt her life didn't matter when she faced her medical emergency. Zagarian was 19 months pregnant when her water broke and she went to the hospital emergency room.
Through my tears, I asked, what does this mean now? In every case of rupture this early, they said, termination is recommended and offered due to the risk of sepsis or bleeding, and because the chances of the baby surviving are slim to none. But then they said that under Texas abortion law SB 8, they could not offer me the termination I needed until my life was actively in danger. The state of Texas says they want to preserve life by banning safe legal abortions. But I've never felt my life mattered less than it did during this situation.
Zagarian scrambled to find an out-of-state abortion and finally obtained an appointment in Colorado. Zagarian says she still wants to have children, but is afraid to go through a pregnancy again in Texas. I'm Eileen Alfandari for KPFA News.